T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
President Trump is in town for today's Veterans Day parade. He's the first sitting president ever to take part. Of course, the parade itself is going to cause some traffic issues, but they will be compounded by the presence of the president, as Glenn Schuck reports live from Madison Square Park. Glenn?
And you want gridlock? We've got some gridlock for you. Lee, Donald Trump and the First Lady will be taking part in the wreath-laying ceremony here before the start of the centennial parade. It's supposed to be nonpartisan, all of this, of course, but the mayor hopes Mr. Trump's comments, and he will speak here at this event, stay that way.
It should not be politicized. It should not be turned into a spectacle. If he's coming here to truly honor veterans, God bless him.
Now, over 25,000 veterans and active duty military, Lee, are going to take part. Fifth Avenue from 24th to 48th Street, the parade this morning. Here's organizer Mark Auto.
So we're honored to have the President of the United States joining us this year. Each year, we've always invited the President of the United States, the standing president, to join us. He's the first to actually say that he's coming and accept our invitation.
Now, of course, security extremely tightly. We're being told the president will not actually walk any part of the route after the initial ceremony. He's going to head back to Trump Tower. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, live in Madison Square Park.